Now Rav Moshe Zal says, "V'zeh b'chinas toiv Torah im derech eretz." In this next paragraph, he's talking to you and me now. You'll see he's not talking to the big tzaddikim. Watch. "V'zeh b'chinas toiv Torah im derech eretz sheyigias shneim mashkach hasovon." This is why the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that for the vast majority of the world, the best path is to learn plus to be involved in parnosa, working. There, the word in this Mishnah, the word derech eretz refers to working, you know, spending some time working to earn a livelihood. And the Mishnah says it's good for a Jew to have both. Sheyigias shnehem mashkach hasovon. Because if a Jew will struggle at both of them, he'll forget to commit sins. He won't have time to commit. If he's going to be involved solidly in both, there won't be any room for sins in his life. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Ki bevadai ho'ikar hu ha-Torah. Because for sure, the most important thing is the Torah. Shehu machnia kol ha-klipos, which is what is able to subdue all forces of tumah. Shehem b'chinas avoinos. Another name for klipos is sins. We use those two words interchangeably sometimes. Because every sin creates an evil angel, which is like a klipa. Umimeno nimshochim kol ha-hashpois. And it's from the Torah that comes forth all sustenance and everything. Ach, however, me'achar she'i'ef she'liyos dofuk ba-Torah tomid, because of the fact that it's impossible to be attached to the Torah permanently, bifrat roiv ha-hamoinam, especially the majority of regular people, alkein, therefore, Be'ez shebetele me'atoyro, when a Jew is forced to take time off from learning, tzrichem lasoik bederech eretz, he has to be involved in derech eretz, and now again this word derech eretz has triple meaning. Shekodam lahatoyro, derech eretz is what preceded the Torah. Keep in mind again, the Torah was given in the year 2448. But for those 2447 and a half years, people were busy working, earning a livelihood, or people were, you understand, they were living also physically and even to a certain extent spiritually without the Torah. Shehoyo mekayim ho'ilot, meaning tzrichem la'asik b'derech eretz shekodem la'Torah, shehoyo mekayim ho'ilam koidem matan Torah. This derech eretz is what sustained the world before the Torah was given. Kim of war b'ha'Torah hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Ayin Shom, look over there, you'll see it. Ve'oz tzrichem lahachyos es atzmoy bekoyach hatzadik hagodol. And when a person is in that mode, when a person is not learning, when he's working, what's supposed to sustain him? What's supposed to hold him? He should receive his strength from the great tzadik, mikiyum ho'ilam koydam atan Torah, the great tzadik who has access to that source of kindness and light in heaven, which sustained the world before the Torah was given. Dahainu meha chesed chinam. He's connecting to this source called free chesed. Dahainu bechinas haderech leretz Yisrael, which we said is also what gives the Jews a right to get Eretz Yisrael. That's what makes our road to Eretz Yisrael. Shehu bechinas ma shehischala Torah mi bereshis, which is the whole reason why the Torah begins telling us that Hashem created the world and everything. Kemoi shekosu shama, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there. Vo'oz yoidim gam be'ez shebetela mea Torah, vo'izkim derech eretz. And if a Jew, while he's working, attaches himself to the tzaddik, then even while he's not learning, even while he's involved in derech eretz, even then he knows that everything was created by Hashem. This kitchen that I'm working in, or this computer that I'm working on, everything was created by Hashem through the 10 statements of creation. Those 10 statements are what made everything. And that gives that person at work the ability to be machnia, the klipos and sitrachra, she'oimrim listematem v'hakol shalem chazashom, where their whole claim to fame is, you Jews are robbers, you're thieves, everything belongs to us, we were here first. That's their whole claim to fame. when a Jew shows that he believes that Hashem created everything, and not just when he's in the Beis Medrash learning, but when he's involved in his work, he acknowledges that this physical world that I'm plugged into is also Torah. It's Torah Ne'elemis. This was created through the Asorah Ma'amorois, which have in them the Aseres HaDibrois. That's how he wipes out the Klipos. That's how they can't harm him. The involvement in work and everything can't harm him in any way. The Zehu, this is why the Mishnah says, Toiv Toirem Derech Eretz, that it's good for a Jew to have the combination of these, Shetzrichim Shnehem Daika. A Jew needs both of these. You need both of these. Because of the fact that it's impossible to be learning Torah 24 hours a day without interrupt, therefore the person must be involved in doing things in the physical world, so that that Jew activates channel B, which is the Asura Ma'amorois, which is what created the world originally. Shehem Bechinas Isaru, and how does he do that? Through his physical work. Shehem Bechinas Isarusa de Lesato. The person's working at his job represents the Isarusa de Lesato, Shaideze Mo'ore Koyacho Asura Ma'amorois, Shebohem Nivro Zadovor, which is what he uses to activate and turn on the Asura Ma'amorois, which were involved in creating whatever item he's working on, whether it be a field, whether it be a spaceship, whether it be building, whether it be cooking, whatever it is. Im oisek b'hamaloch v'amasomatn b'emuna shleima, with one condition, that he's doing his work or his business with solid emuna Hashem. Again, he's not walking around thinking, my money, my brains, it's my product, it's my thing, and he gets stuck, or he gets meiser from his money, all the different things that show the emunah, that reflect the emunah Hashem in his derech eretz, in his parnasol. And when a person does that, then he's able to draw sustenance and life from the Torah that's hidden in all regular items in the world. And this person can show the world that everything belongs to us. Everything belongs to Klal Yisrael. Shezehu bechinas sheyigias shnehem mashkach asovoin. This is what the Mishnah means when it says that a Jew who will work at both of these, will eliminate sin. He'll cause sins to be forgotten. He'll cause the klipos to become extinct. Shehem haklipos vasitrachro ki ein lohem oid shum koyach. This person makes them powerless. Because as a result of his learning and his working, he shows that everything belongs to Klal Yisrael. He shows the emunah. Now Rav Nosson Zal says that if you look at another chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is what we were just learning in the previous halacha. If you recall, the previous halacha, Likutei Halachos, Hilchos Shemes Sochar Halacha Beis, Shekol Hamasu Umatin, V'Hamalachos, there Rabbeinu Zal had explained that all the business that a person does and all the work a person does, Heim Bechinas Isarusa De Lesato, that represents where you're making the first move in order to enable Hashem to give you what you want. We say that usually, normally, Hashem only gives after you've done something, you've made an opening. So the going to work and everything represents Isarusa de Lesato, which causes Isarusa de Leila. Shaideze Mo'irin Koyach Maise Bereshis. And Rabbeinu Zal had explained over there that through our work, when a person does his work properly, he connects with the 39 acts of work which were involved in the Mishkan, which were connected to the work which was involved in constructing the world. Remember we said that the Mishkan was a reflection of Maaseh Bereishis. So here Rav Nosson Zal is showing that a Jew who goes to work the right way and with emunah, He's plugging into Maisa Bereishis. He's plugging into Asora Mamorois. He's plugging into the Oitzar Matnas Chinam. He's plugging into the forces that are Machnia, the Klipois, completely. Bechinas Oilam Chesed Yibone. As the Pasuk says, when Hashem first created the world, it was with Chesed. Oilam Chesed Yibone. He's plugging into that Chesed, that Oitzar Matnas Chinam.
So he's working with the Mona. Hashem is working with Derech Eretz, who would say proper way that you would expect the Torah to work. He's plugging into this portion of the Torah that we're discussing now.
This hidden Torah.
The building of the
Mishkan and the creation of the world. 100%. Continuing in Ois Dalid, Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein ikar tikun hamasa umatn, v'hamalochoi sualidei ribui tzedoko gmilas chasodin. Based on what we've explained so far, Rav Nosson Zal says you could understand why, according to the Gemara and according to the Shulchan Aruch, for a person who's involved mostly in Derech Eretz, for a person who spends the major portion of his day working, you know, in that sense, one of the most important tikkunim for that kind of person is tzedakah and gemilas chesed, charity, and lending, in other words, lending money, giving charity, that kind of thing. And he's going to explain this now, related to the Torah that we're learning. Ein loy shum chius kiyem me'achesed chinom shoyimekayim ho'ilom koydam atin Torah kanal. Because this person, whom most of his day is involved in business or work, we said that that implies that he's not drawing his chius from the Torah, because he's not learning Torah. Where is his chius coming from? This oitzar matnas chinom, this charity fund of Hashem. That's what we would call it. Which is what sustained the world before the Torah was given, during those 26 generations which existed before Moshe Rabbeinu came along and gave the Yidden the Torah. There was no Torah given to everybody at the time. So what kept the world at that time? This Chesed Chinam. That's why it's called 20. That's why it's 26 generations specifically that preceded the Torah, because 26 is Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, which represents kindness, versus Hashem's name Elokim, or Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which represents Mishpat. You know, Elokim is a judge in Hebrew. Kanal b'hatoyron, as was explained in that chapter in Likud Imran. So therefore, since these people are their main source of income, their main source of spiritual sustenance is the Oitzar Matnas Chinam, therefore, al kein tzorech laharboi spitztoko v'chesed, therefore, their responsibility on earth is to give a lot of charity and to do a lot of kindness, kedei sheyir loy koyach lo'orer chesed chinam, in order for him to have the ability to activate that free source, free fund in heaven, shaydeze ikar chiyusoy, which is his main source of spiritual sustenance. You understand? This is the concept of isarusa delasata. In other words, this person who has made a decision based on different factors, he's not capable of learning 18 hours a day, 20 hours a day, or he doesn't have the funding for it, whatever the reasons are, a person who has made a decision where he's going to be spending a major part of his day away from Torah, what's going to be sustaining him? This oitzar matnas chinam. One of the things, we said that one of the things that gives him the right to that is the kesher to the tzaddik emes. A second thing that gives him a kesher, a right to that, is his own personal tzedakah. If Hashem sees that this person does tzedakah, this person gives away money for free, and this person does kindness to others, then when this person needs to come on to that free fund in heaven, because he's working, he's not plugged into the Torah, he needs a source of spiritual chiyus, Hashem says, you got to grant him entrance. Why? He's one of those chesed people. He's one of those tzedakah people. Ki ikar hachiyus sumeya Torah. Because we learned before that the main source of life of a Jew is supposed to be the Torah. Umeyachar shemevatal midivrei Torah voisik b'masumaton. Therefore, a person who's not learning and is involved in business or panosa, ein loy shum chiyus, kiyem al yedei tzedakah shi bechinas chesed. He has no way of getting spiritual sustenance unless he comes on to tzedakah. Free fund. Hashem's free fund. Shai deze mamshecha, which means by his doing tzedaka, shaydeze mamshich alatzmoi chiyus meachesed chinam shoymekayim olam koydem atin Torah. That's what gives him the right, the visa, to get into that place in heaven where they're distributing free money. In other words, without kesher, where the chiyus is not coming through the kesher in Torah, but it's coming from this oitza matnas chinam. That's number one. Vafilu ho'oisek b'toira harbe, and even a person who spends a lot of time learning Torah, sorech gamkein litein tzedaka, is not exempt from tzedaka. Why? You might ask. What do you mean? His kesher is to Torah. Me'achar she'ief shaloi liyos oisek b'toira tamid kanal. Because we explained earlier that even the person who's studying Torah a lot, it's impossible for him not to have to take off some time from learning. Ubehechrich sheyizbatel, he must detach himself from the Torah for a certain period of time. Va'oz, and when he does that, kol chiyusoy mi'chesed chinam, his sustenance is coming from that chesed chinam location in heaven. Alkein, sorech laharabois bitztokov chesed. Therefore, a Jew is advised to do a lot of tztokov chesed, so that when he'll need tzedakah v'chesed from Hashem, when he's not plugged in directly to the Torah, he has the right to ask for it. That's a person who's learning many hours a day. Makolshke mi shemevatel harbe me'atorah. How much more so a person who takes a lot of time off from learning. Makolshke mi she'eino yisik b'atorah klal. How much more so a person who doesn't learn at all. She'ein lo shum chiyus. Whereby that person is not receiving any spiritual sustenance other than through the tzedakah and chesed that he's doing. He's not getting it from the main source, the most basic source that Klal Yisrael is supposed to be getting it from, the Torah, so he better make sure that he takes the steps that he needs to take, that Hashem should be willing to give him from the Oitza Matnas Chinam. What steps is that? Tzedakah. By his giving tzedakah and by his being oisik and chesed, that's one of the things that gives him a right to receive from that oitzah matnas chinam. Yes. Rav Nosson Zal here is implying that even the tzaddik emes. He's telling us that Hashem made the world in such a way that there's nobody that doesn't have to come on to that oitzah matnas chinam. If that's the case, where's Yoris Arusa de la Sata? Usually the rule is when you do something along a certain track, you can receive from that same track. Every year, even the Tzaddik Emes has to come on to Oitza Matnas Chinam. The Hishtadlus that we do to get in there is Tzedakah v'Chesed. Giving Tzedakah and doing Chesed. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, V'Iker HaTzedakah Tzorech Litein LeTzaddikim U'Ksherim Shehem Smuchim Yoyser LaHatzaddik HaGodol Shemechayes Oilam Beis Pshitusoi Ayidei Oitza Matnas Chinam. Now, based on what we've explained, that even though there are many Talmidei Chachamim and many Tzaddikim, there's one Tzaddik who has the access to that Oitzar Matnas Chinam in a real sense, and people usually have to come on to him to gain access to there. Therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, if we're talking about who to give your tzedakah to, obviously the most preferred person would be that tzaddik, or the people that are closely attached to that tzaddik, who is the one who, when he takes his break from learning, he serves as the conduit for chiyus for all people that aren't learning or are learning less or have to leave in the goyim. Ki kol ma shemiskarven yoiser elov al yidei tzedakah v'chesed shnoisen loy ulechol anov meilov. Because the more a Jew is zoche to come closer to that tzaddik by giving tzedakah to him and to those who are attached to him, that's what enables the person to draw more, even more quantity or more quality from that oitza matnas chinam, shemamshich, which you want to draw from, kol which is the source of life for that person, both in this world and in the next world. So again, everything is relative, and this is a point that's made many times throughout the whole Torah. All men aren't equal, and all tzaddikim aren't equal. When it comes to this oitzar matnas chinam, Moshe Rabbeinu, this term Voeschanan is not written by other tzaddikim. We're told that Moshe Rabbeinu had access to this Oitzar Matnas Chinam. In other words, it seems that in our terminology, this Oitzar Matnas Chinam, you need a super special protection to get to there. Super special. And even among the tzaddikim, there are only the few tzaddikim that are zecha to go up to Raiva the Raivin, as we spoke about in the previous halacha, Rotzon Sheberet Soinois, that have access to this Oitzar Matnas Chinam. Rav Nosson Zal explained that one of the physical activities that we can do that heads us in that direction is tzedakah. Because tzedakah shows that I'm a person who believes in matnas chinam. I'm a person who believes in giving to someone, even though he's not my I don't owe him anything, and yet I enjoy giving him because he needs, that kind of thing. That avails a person to receive from Hashem, even though the person doesn't deserve it, he's not owed the item, he didn't do mitzvah, so he's not learning Torah, which makes him more deserving of it, and yet Hashem should be willing to give it to him. But we emphasize, it's got to come through the tzaddik emes. And therefore, to the degree that a person is close to the tzaddik emes, to that degree, they can receive both in quantity and quality from this Oitzar Matnas Chinam. Rav Nosson Zal says, one of the best ways that a person shows that his karvus is by supporting that tzaddik emes or those that are close to him. Voeschanan is the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu to get to Eretz Yisrael. He understood that the derech to Eretz Yisrael is matnas chinam, as we said earlier. That's a whole other story. Was Moshe Rabbeinu successful with his tefillah or not? The Zohar HaKadosh makes a statement, Zimnin deshama, and Zimnin deloy shama, that when it comes to a Jew davening, there are times that, literally what it means is, there are times that Hashem listens to the tefillah, and there are times that Hashem doesn't listen to the tefillah. That's the literal translation. Rabbi Nazal explains, as do many commentaries, that chas v'shalom to say that that's what it means. Because the same Zohar HaKadosh says, les re'usa tavo de'isavid. There's no such thing as a rotzon toiv of a Jew, not a tefillah. If a Jew has a good intention, the Zohar HaKadosh says that doesn't go lost. That gets documented and put in a safe and gets written into the person's tick in heaven, and that's a credit on his account. If he simply had a good intention and did nothing with it, how much more so if a Jew is zechet to speak to Hashem in tefillah? Ridiculous to say that there's such a thing as Hashem not listening. Elamai, Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal explain that what it means is sometimes you see immediate results, sometimes less immediate. Sometimes Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter in the Kutaran where he explains that certain tefillos, which a Jew is zecher to give, are so special that Hashem needs those tefillos for much more, for the most important things in heaven, in order to create neshamos for geirim and things like that. So sometimes a Jew could be praying for something that they need, and they give forth a real fantastic tefillah, and yet they don't see it showing manifest itself in them getting what they asked for. Rabbi Nazal explains that what happens is that the Jew's tefillah is being rerouted and utilized for a different purpose in heaven. So Rabbi Nazal says in the Kutei Lachas, but hold on a second, this guy still needs what he's asking for. Rabbi Nazal says he will definitely get it, just delay. That time delay, we know people pay interest, right? Interest is for borrowing money, for having the money for a certain period of time. So the fact that Hashem is delaying your request, that's worth a certain amount. That has a monetary value. That value is being used for a much higher level purpose. By Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the things that we were taught is that Moshe Rabbeinu prayed 515 tefillos to get to Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem said to him, Ravloch, al toisev daber elai od badaber hazeh, stop, do not say one more tefillah. And the Gemara, the Medrash says, because Hashem said, if you say another one, I'm going to have to grant your request. The magic number here was 516. Rebbe Nachman ben Feger is exactly begimatria 516. And Rabbeinu Zal, whereas the Baal Shem Tov tried to get to Eretz Yisrael and didn't, and other great tzaddikim tried and didn't, and Rav Nosson Zal in one place in the Kutei Lachos explains why it is that the tzaddikim have a much harder time getting to Eretz Yisrael than we do. Because when they get to Eretz Yisrael, it causes incredible things to happen. So Rabbeinu Zal's success in getting to Eretz Yisrael was a continuation of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. Rabbeinu Zal said, I came to the world to teach tefillah, to revive that old path. which means all of those tefillahs that Moshe Rabbeinu had pumped into Hashem, all of those bullets Moshe Rabbeinu had pumped in, Rabbeinu Zal pulled all of those out of the closet and reactivated them and added his own little bit to that, and that's why he broke through. His going to Eretz Yisrael implied Moshe Rabbeinu's going to Eretz Yisrael. He's going to discuss later, when he discusses Tisha B'Av, he's going to mention the fact that in the Haftorah, following Tisha B'Av, we begin with the words, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Be consoled, my people. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain why it uses the word Nachamu twice, because it's referring to two paths of connection to Hashem. One of them is learning, and one of them is this free treasury, which one of the ways of accessing it is tefillah. Va'eschanan was tefillah. What is tefillah? Tefillah is a break from Torah. Although it's not a complete break, because tefillah is hidden Torah. Because the truth is, what makes tefillah most effective is when your tefillah is based on your learning. When you use your learning to know what to ask for and how to ask and how to negotiate with Hashem. So tefillah is one of the symbols of this Torah ne'elemis, of this chesed chinam. You understand? Learning implies you're coming with your wallet. I got 100 bucks. I got 100 pages of Gemara. I deserve so much chiyus from Hashem. Tefillah implies you're coming like kacha, with empty hands, and saying, Hashitachti elecha kapoi. David Amel says, I stretch out my hands to Hashem and I say, Hashem, please give. So that's another variation of this alternate route of receiving life from Hashem. Okay, paragraph A. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas dalet shomrim shedineim chalukim. With this introduction, we're going to be able to understand the laws of the four types of watchmen, where there's different laws applying to each one of them. Ki shomer chinam poter min hakol. A person who is willing to watch somebody else's possession for free without any reward or charge, he is exempt from just about any responsibility, almost, except pshia. But that's an extreme case. V'shoyel, whereas a person who borrows something from someone, chayev bakoil, is liable for all kinds of liabilities, afilu ba'insin, even something that's completely out of his control. If something goes wrong with that item, he's chayev. Almost everything. V'shomer sochor, chayev b'gneva vavedu, poter v'insin. And then in the middle, you have the watchman who's being paid for his services to watch, where he has some liability and some liability he doesn't have. He's chayev b'gneva vavedu, and he's poter v'insin. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, based on what we've learned now about doing charity work, now we're going to be able to understand why the person that's doing it for free is different than the one that's doing it for pay. Ki ha-shomer chinam poter mikol. The shomer chinam, the person who agrees to watch it for free, he's exempt from all liability. Ki me'achar shu shomer chinam voiseh chesed chinam im bala chefetz. Because he agreed to watch it for free, and he's showing free kindness to the owner of that object, v'shoim erloi b'chinam, and he's watching it for free, al kein ein achrayis hadover olov. Therefore, he has no liabilities. V'ein toilin boy ha-hezek. And if any damage, if any harm befalls that item, we say it couldn't be his fault. In heaven, it's got nothing to do with him. Why? Ki mitzidoi ein shum hezek. Because based on him, there's no reason why that object should have been harmed in any way. Me'achar she'oso chesed chinam. The fact that he was willing to do a favor for someone else for free. Shemishom ikar hashmira. And we learned earlier that that's the main protection. There's two sources of protection. One was the Torah, right? And the second one was the oitzar matnas chinam. That was a major source of shmira. If the goyim want to come with a claim that we were here first and that kind of stuff, we say Hashem is in charge, Hashem has the right to give and take and all of that. That's all plugged into that beginning of the world. That's how the world started out. Shenimshach al yidei hatzadik u'emes. And we said that this chesed chinam comes to the world via the tzadik emes. Sheshoimer u'mechaya hakoel al yidei hachesed chinam. Who protects everything and provides life to everything through the chesed chinam that he becomes a channel for. Therefore, the shomer chinam, by his agreement to do this for free, that shows that he's definitely plugged into the Oitzer Matnas Chinam, which means he's definitely drawing full Shmira from Hashem. So if anything went wrong with this item, it certainly wasn't his fault at all. Because from his side, the Shmira is 100%. The fact that he agreed to do it for free, we assume that, again, regarding 99.9% of cases, anything going wrong couldn't have had anything to do with him. Where, therefore, you have the opposite extreme is a person who borrows something for someone where he has full liability. Full responsibility for anything that goes wrong with that item is on the borrower. Because there's no way we can blame the lender. Since the lender is a Mr. Matnas Chinam man, he's one of those people who is willing to lend his item out for free. Shoyel means he borrowed it, no cost at all. I'm willing to lend you my house, my car, my this, without any cost at all. And he lent the person his item. Nimsa. Therefore, in that case, we see shehamashil machzikato bebchinas hachesed chinam bozeh hachefetz. That this, it's the lender that has plugged this item, the car or whatever it is, into the oitzer matnas chinam, shemishom kol hashmirois kanal, from which the entire protection services, you know, comes from. It comes from that oitzer matnas chinam. V'alkein bevadai loybo hahezek mitzidoi shel hamashil. Therefore, if any harm befalls this object now, we know one thing for sure. It certainly didn't come because of or through the lender. Since he showed that he is plugged into this chesed chinam. Alkein, huachrayes kulo yala shoyel. Therefore, full responsibility is on the borrower, shekol hano sheloi, who's getting the full benefits of using the item, v'lo yoso shum chesed bozeh achefetz. And he hasn't done any kindness with the item at all. He has not shown any kesher to this oitzer matnas chinam. He simply borrowed it for free. The alkein, so that's the two extremes. The alkein, hashemer socher chayev b'gneva v'vedu, poter bo'insin. Then you have the third case, which is shemer socher, who's in the middle, shemer socher and socher, both of them, who are in the middle. Socher means a person who rents something. Because we learned earlier that the main source of Shmira is from the Torah. Because as long as the Yidden are plugged into the Torah, the Goyim can't say that we stole anything. Because in the Torah, on page 1, on line 1, it says that Hashem made everything, and he gave everything, you know, he has the right to give it to everyone and to take it away and give it to whoever else he wants. Avol yevsher lasik b'toyra tomei. But we learned earlier that it's impossible for a person to be learning Torah constantly. Utzrichim lizvate lefomim. And a person has to take a break at times. Ach be'es habitol mea Torah. However, when a person is taking a break from Torah, mekablin chius mea Torah hane'elemes. He's drawing life from the hidden Torah, mibchinas hachesed chinam, v'ze bchinas shmiro mibeiz mine hezekos hanal. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why, in effect, we're dealing with two levels of shmira. Shmira from two different types of damage. Gneva v'aveda is one class, and oinsin is a second class, as we've learned in previous halachos. Shehem Gneva Vaveda of Yoinsen. Watch how he explains this now, based on the Kesher to the Torah, and based on the Kesher to the Oitzer Matnas Chinam. But just to pause here for a second, you see, Rav Nosson Zal had explained earlier that the main Shmira for a person is the Torah, number one. We know that even those that learn Torah have to take a break from Torah. So when he's taking a break from Torah, what's giving him Chiyus, and also what's giving him Shmira? The answer is it's the Oitzer Matnas Chinam. He didn't really explain that before, but it's obvious that that's what it is. That based on our explanation from before, there's these two sources of everything. Chiyus, Shmira, everything. Source A is the Torah, source B is Oitzer Matnas Chinam. And therefore, again, the Mashil, or the Shemer Chinam, who show that they are involved in Chesed Chinam, they show that from their perspective, Shmira is 100%. Because they are plugged into Reutzah Matnas Chinam properly, then certainly any problem with Shmira couldn't be their fault in any way. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Kimi shepoigim ba'toyra legamri chas v'sholem, a Jew who is chas v'sholem poigim in the Torah completely, as he detaches himself completely from the Torah, mishom nimshochim b'chinas oinsin, that results in oinsin. Oinsin means, you know, big tragedies, like, in other words, an armed robbery, in other words, the most rash type of damage or harm being caused to what he's watching. Shemizgabrim hamazike alma, where the klipos of the world, the mazikin of the world, strengthen themselves, the goyzle mimenu hadovar ba'oinis, and they're even able to take the item away from him by force, you know, literally grab it away from him, or hold him up, you know, in broad daylight, that kind of thing. Because they say, you want to say this object belongs to you? They say to the Jewish people, listim atem. Who listim the gazlan? You're the thief. Bechinas listim atem, as Rashi in Chumash said, that this is what the goyim want to say to the Jews. You're a bunch of thieves. Me'achar she'eno yoisek ba'Torah, because this person who is not involved in Torah at all whatsoever, and he's not drawing emuna into the world at all, the goyim have the ability to look that person in the eye and say, you're a thief. Because again, he doesn't have his Torah to pull out and say, no, look here, it says Hashem created everything, and Hashem has the right to give it to everyone. Therefore, that's what gives them the ability to take the item away from him, even in the most worst way, by oinus, by force, open use of force, which seems to be like the most illegitimate kind of thing imaginable. Avol kishoisek b'Torah, whereas a person who does learn Torah, hu nishmar mehem, he's protected from that type of mazik. The oinous type of mazik. Kishuv ein lahem oit koyach lomer listim atem kanal. To a person who's learning Torah, the klipos can say to him, you're a thief. Why? Because in the Torah, on page 1, line 1, it says, Hashem's in charge of everything. It's not yours, goy, it's Hashem's. And while Hashem left it in your hands, he left it in your hands. When Hashem decided it should change hands and come into my hands, it's mine. And you can't question it or challenge it in any way. However, because as we said earlier, it's impossible to be studying Torah permanently, a person must take a break at times, and then also, the person still, when the person's taking a break from Torah, he still has to be able to draw life from the Torah, meaning not directly from the Torah, but rather he's drawing from the Torah that's hidden in the 10 statements of creation, which represent all the physical matters of this world, and this also includes all maso matan, all business and all work, where we said that even at the time that a person is involved in business or work or eating or sleeping, he has to ledabe gamoz machshavtei b'Hashem Yisborach b'Torah. The person has to see to it that his mind should be plugged into Hashem and the Torah. V'leida ulahamin b'choleis, and to realize and to believe at all times shekol dover shoysik boy, that whatever he's involved in, if he's involved in eating, it's the food. If he's involved in business, it's the work, the computer that he's working on. Hakol bora Hashem Yisborach b'ritzoinoi b'asura mamorois. Everything was made by Hashem with those 10 statements of creation. And by the person showing that faith, he plugs into the hidden Torah via the great tzaddik who has access to that chesed chinam. Whereas a person who is poigim in this chas v'shalom, v'shoicheach u'meisiach daitoy me'atoyrom me'ashem izborach be'es ho'esek b'masumatim, a person who, when he goes to work, when he gets involved in work, he forgets Hashem and he forgets the Torah. How does he forget Hashem? Oops, I forgot to daven mincha. I got so involved in this business meeting, he was so into it that mincha went out the window. Or, you know, chas v'shalom, some other kind of, or chas v'shalom, he went into a restaurant, he was so involved with the client, he went into a restaurant, he didn't have a chance to look if it was a kosher restaurant or an unkosher restaurant, or he forgot that he had eaten meat, you know, 4 hours before and he wasn't allowed to eat dairy. All of those things show a concept that he's not mekusher to the Torah haneilemes, even in the parnos and even in those things. And therefore he shows that when he's involved in Derech Eretz, he has completely distanced himself from Torah. That results in the second type of harm, which is Gneva Vaveda, Shehem Boim Alide Hesech Hadas. The concept of Gneva Vaveda is a concept of Hesech Hadas. Ki Ganav Bo Rak Beshas Shena. Because a thief, a Ganav is not one who steals in broad daylight. Ganav is one who sneaks in the house when people are asleep and does his thing, steals and leaves, that kind of thing. Which oy kishein royin v'yoytemimenu, or when people aren't looking, people are awake, they're in the house, they're in the kitchen, he sneaks in the bedroom window, he ransacks the door, the drawers, takes whatever he wants and climbs out the window without anybody having known that he came in until later. Bechinas hesech hadas, these are all examples of hesech hadas, where the person took their mind off the item for a moment or for an hour, and that created an opening for someone to steal it from them or for them to lose it, because they had their mind wasn't on it. V'chein ho'aveda bo'ayidei hesech hadas. And certainly when a person loses an article, it's usually coming from a place where the person wasn't thinking about it. Their mind wasn't on it. They weren't paying close enough attention to it. V'zeh nimshach machma shepogam v'heisiach daitoy me'hatoyra legamri bo'es ho'esek v'hamaso matin. Rav Nosson Zal says, when that happens to a person, it's Hashem telling the person that while they were involved in Derech Eretz, Maso Matan, Melocha, those things, they allowed their mind to be removed, they allowed themselves to be Misir Das from Hashem and the Torah completely, and the punishment for that is that Hashem shows them that when it comes to their physical possessions, that kind of thing, something is taken away from them also via Hesech Hadas, via their not paying attention. It's a reflection that this person wasn't paying attention when he was involved in his Derech Eretz in keeping Hashem on his mind. I once heard, I've mentioned this before, but it's worth saying it over, especially it's a zchus to the tzaddik who I heard it from. Rabbi Yechaim Rosen, Zechon Avracha, once said in one of his shiurim that the Gemara says that you have a person who learns all day, for example, who's called a Yirei Shamayim, and you have the person who works and learns, who's called a Hanene Miyagia Kapoi, person who doesn't take money, he's not being supported by anybody else, he supports himself. And the Gemara says in one place, Godol Hanene Miyagia Kapoi, Yoisa Miyirei Shamayim, that Hashem considers the one who earns his own money, he's not being supported by anybody else, greater than the one who's the Yirei Shamayim, the one who's supposedly more religious, spending more time in Torah and everything, but being supported by others. And the Gemara proves it from a pasuk, because it says Yegia Kap, by a Yirei Shamayim, it says Ashrei, it says fortunate is he. When it comes to one who is Nana Miyegia Kapoi, one who earns his own livelihood, it says Ashrecho v'toivloch. It says Yegia Kapecho kisoichel Ashrecho v'toivloch, which is like a double blessing, showing that Hashem considers him better. So this rabbi explained in his shir, it's so simple to say that the guy that goes to work is better than it. He said you have to pay attention to exactly what the pasuk is saying. Godo hanene miyegia kapoi, it doesn't say a person who goes to work, it says one who receives, you know, reward, he receives payment for his hands working. And he said that this refers to a person who even while he's working, it's only his hands, it's only his body that's involved in it. His moyach, his machshava, is on Hashem and on the Torah. Again, he's thinking of when he has to daven mincha, he has a meeting with a woman. He has to keep it as short and concise as possible, because the Torah says, Al tarba sicha moisha. He can't comment on what a pretty dress she's wearing or this, that, even though it's polite by the standards of the world, because he's a religious Jew, and he's got to, even when he's conducting business, he's got to always have the Torah in front of him and everything. So he said that that's what's called Hanena Migia Kapoi, means those elite Jews who, when they are at work, it's only their hands, their body that's involved, their moyach is still Dovuk Tashem. So the question was asked, what about those people who do work where the nature of their work is moyach work? You're talking about a guy who rolls dough, let's say, who could do that. You know, who could be reciting Mishnayos as he's rolling dough. But he's involved in, you know, selling insurance, doing things which require calculations, and you have to put your moyach into it. Then what? And he explained the answer is that even within the brain, there's two levels. There's the chitzonius of a person's brain, and there's the pnimius. Within the brain, there's the outer section, and there's the inner section. And again, even a Jew who's involved in doing work of a nature that requires brain, he's got to make sure to only allocate the chitzonius of his brain to the work. There has to be a certain portion of his brain that is always only reserved for Hashem. Where no matter what kind of work, if I'm involved in a $1 billion deal, 98% of my brain could be in that. There's a certain 2% which says that if this guy says to me to eat unkosher, to do anything that's against Hashem in any way, you know, he can flush his money and everything, and I'm not interested in anything he has to offer, because Hashem is still the priority in my life. Okay. Whereas Rav Nosson Zal says, one who is... So that even when he's not learning, actually learning, he's involved in parnosa, he still maintains a kesher to the Torah, because he's able to draw chius from the hidden Torah. Again, because the tzaddik emes is the one who has the best connection to that oitzer matnas chinam, to that turn elemes. So the ones who are attached to him are the ones who are able to do this the best. That even when they're involved in malacha and things like that, they're still clearly connected to Hashem. Azai hu nitzol gam migneva vaveda, that serves to protect him from people stealing from him or losing things. Sheboali de hesachadas, which we said comes from lack of attention, lack of focus. Because this person has shown that he is never lacking in attention, directing his attention to Hashem, even, you know, while he's involved in parnasal. Even when he's forced to be mevatel Torah, he's not in the base medrash, we see he's still plugged into the Torah elemis. That's the protection from the Gneva Vaveda. So Rav Nosson Zal spoke about two types of harm. He spoke about oinsin, which he said comes as a result of a person who is poigim in the Torah completely. Person chas shomek says, you know, denot machal Shabbos, that kind of thing. You know, makes a clear statement of not wanting any part in the Torah. Therefore, it's possible for a guy to walk up to him with a gun and stick it in his face and say, that car that's yours, it's mine. Why? Because again, your only claim to say differently would be the Torah. The Torah says, Bereishis Bara Elokim Hashem Haaretz, that Hashem created, and even though the Klipos got it first, even though we learned earlier that everything that comes into this world first goes through a Klipa state and then goes into the Kedusha. So therefore, the Klipos and Tumah always have a claim to the Yidden, we were here first. If the person is plugged into the Torah, he can say, you can't stick me up in the middle of the street. You can't do a stick up. You can't hit me with oinsin, those kind of harms. Whereas the person who denies the Torah completely, chas v'shalom, it's possible for that type of harm to befall him, oinsin. Whereas a person who does learn Torah and everything, but is forced to take time off from Torah, and when he takes time off from Torah, he literally unplugs himself completely. He's mesiach das. then those types of harm which come through Hesach Hadas, such as Gneva Vaveda, can hit him. Even though Einzen can't hit him because he does learn. What do you say? He learns. If he learns, he has a Kesher to Torah. If he has a Kesher to Torah, then the Sitra Achra can't hit him with Einzen. But if, despite his Kesher to Torah, when he takes time off from Torah, he's completely detached from Torah, he's Mesiach Das from it, then the types of harm called Hesach Hadas, which are Gneva Vaveda, can affect him. This is what Rav Nosson Zal explained here. What about him?
There's something about when he was involved in making sandals. He
yes.
Still had his. I don't remember exactly what the lashon.
Mind was davuk tasha exactly.
But I mean what I'm hearing the Torah Nalemes.
Yes.
In other words, it might not be a specific.
It might be emuna that even though I'm working here, this isn't what's going to get me my check. If Hashem wants, I'll get paid this week, and if Hashem doesn't want, I can write the best program, and Hashem, my boss, who knows what could happen that I won't get the check. You understand? That emuna alone is a kesher to the Torah Nelemes. Person who every day when he goes to work walks in with an attitude that I'm nothing and this place is nothing. And if I show up for work tomorrow and I see that the building ain't here no more because during the night they took the building away, I'm still going to exist because I'm not dependent on this building. I'm dependent on the one who created the whole block, and that's Hashem. So no boss is going to scare me with any pink slip. Pink slip? Who? The guy who gave me a pink slip, he could get a blue slip tomorrow inviting him to Har HaZeisim. You know, big shot giving pink slip. Who? Rahman al-Islam. Then it's a different level of living. It's a different level of security. You're not dependent on people. If what?
You're saying, listen, you can do whatever you want for me because I'm dependent on Hashem alone.
If the person is doing what they're supposed to be doing, we're not saying that that's a license not to do your job right.
Right.
But if a person is doing his job right,
why don't they find me? What do I care? Because Hashem is the one who's going to give me my livelihood. You're signing a piece of paper doesn't do anything.
Exactly. If a person is doing the right thing for real, and it's because of some, you know, idiosyncrasy in the other person's mind, or some illegal or, you know, wrong type of action that the person's taking against them, rather than falling apart and saying, well, what am I going to do now? Zero is saying, you can't do this to me, I was depending on you. Depending on you? What are you kidding? Where's your shtar? When you signed a thing with your employer, they told you how long he was going to live? They didn't tell you he was going to be taken away the next minute or the next day, and then what?
Or the company was going to go out of business.
Exactly. I can tell you that. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, the Alkein Hashemer Socher Chayev Begneva Vaveda Upoter Boinsen. Based on what we explained till now, you could understand why a person who's being paid to watch something is liable if the item gets stolen or lost. But he's not liable for oinsen. Something happens that wasn't in his power at all. Armed robbery, something like that. Ki Hashemer Socher Einoi Oise Chesed Chinom Ima Balabayis. Because the one who's watching this item and getting paid to watch it, he is not showing any charity to the owner of the item. He's not doing any free kindness for him. Vigam Ha Balabayis Einoi Oise Imoi Chesed Chinom. And the owner of the article isn't doing any free kindness with him either. He's not letting him use the item, as in the case of one who borrows something, because the Shemer Socher has no use of the item. He's simply being paid a stipend to watch it. Rak Shmirosoi hu bedin u'mishpat. But rather, his watching over this item is based on justice, fairness and justice. Sheshem alay achefetz b'shvil aschar. He's watching it because he's being paid to watch it. Shezehu bechinas shmiras ha-toyrah. That's similar to the concept of us keeping the mitzvahs of the Torah, which is also called Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. Sheshmiroso b'shvil schar olam haba, where on a certain basic level, our keeping of the mitzvahs of the Torah is also based on reward. Kama shekosuv u'shmartem, as it says in the Torah, you will keep the mitzvahs of the Torah, and it's called Shmirah. Ushmartem, asher anochi metzavcho hayoim, which I instruct you to do, Ashanechi Mitzavcha Hayoim La'asoisam, which I have instructed you today to do the mitzvahs. And the Gemara learns out, Hayoim La'asoisam U'mochor L'kabel Scharam. Do the mitzvahs today, and tomorrow you'll be rewarded. So we see that the concept of our doing the mitzvahs, even though it says in Pirkei Avos that a Jew should not do the mitzvahs for reward, he should rather do it even if he's not going to be rewarded, but still we know there is such a concept in the Torah. V'alkein potur bo'insin im shomar koroi. Therefore this shomer socher, assuming that he was watching the item properly, if an oinus happens, he's considered exempt. Because once we can establish that he watched this item properly based on the laws of the Torah, then any type of oinus that would happen would not be coming because of him. Because we learned earlier that the Torah is a protection, that if a person is plugged into the Torah protects the person from oinsin. Because if a person is following the Torah, then the klipos, the goyim, can't come and say, hey, you're a robber, you stole it from us, we were here first. Remember, we spoke about this in the previous year. Whereas if the item gets stolen from him or lost by him through a little bit of a negligence, then we say that the Shomer Socher is Chayev. Because this person who accepted upon himself the responsibility of watching this item, the same way the Jews have accepted the responsibility of keeping the mitzvahs of the Torah, v'loyosa chesed chinam em abalabayis, and he was not willing to do any free kindness with the owner of the item, but rather he insisted on being paid for his watchman service. Alkein hu chayev b'gneiva v'aveda. Therefore he is chayev, he's liable for gneiva v'aveda, shebo mibchinas bitl Torah, which we learned earlier, that gneiva v'aveda comes as a result of a person who does bitl Torah, meaning this is referring to the person who has to go to work, which is a form of bittul Torah, and while he's at work, he does not plug into the Torah ne'elemes. He doesn't have emun in Hashem at that time, and he isn't attached to the Torah ha-ne'elemes. That's called being mesiach das completely from the Torah, and that results in gneiva v'aveda. So we said, therefore, it's his responsibility. Kizeh ha-hezek talinon b'hashemer socher, because that kind of harm, the harm of gneiva v'aveda, we attribute it to the shemer socher. Me'achar sheshmirosoi b'bchina shmira satora, since his responsibility to guard the item is similar to a Jew's responsibility of keeping the mitzvahs of the Torah. V'zeh yadua, and we know it's a known fact, sheyev shebishum oifon livli lizbatol min haTorah bishum rega, that it's impossible for a Yid to be learning Torah 24 hours a day and not take some time off. Alkein behechrech lahach yosis atzmoim acheset chinam kanal. Therefore, a person, while he's taking time off from learning, must be drawing his life from the Oitzar Matnas Chinam, from the source in heaven, where Hashem gives for free, in a sense. V'alkein, Zeh HaShemer Socher, Shalayosa Chesed Chinam, therefore this person who accepted upon himself to watch that item for pay, he was not willing to do free kindness, V'kibel Alatzmai HaShmira B'bchinas HaTorah, he accepted upon himself to watch this item, the same way the Jews keep the mitzvahs of the Torah, Alkein talinan boy hahezek hagneva v'aveda. Therefore, we attribute gneva v'aveda to him. Ki iev shalotam lekabel al atzmoi shmira satora b'liyefsek reba, because it's impossible for a Jew to assume that he's going to be attached to the Torah 24 hours a day without taking time off. Ki im al yedei hachesed chinam shemechay atzmoi beis habitul. Unless he's also attached to that source of free kindness, which is what sustains a person while he's taking time off from learning. Umi she poigem boze, whereas a person who's poigem in that, He's poigem in this chesed chinam, mishom boem gnevois vavedois. That'll show itself in the person having something stolen from him or lost from him. Alkein, talina and hezek haknevo vaveda vashemer sochor, shaloyosu chesed chinam. Therefore, we attribute the loss that comes through gnevo vaveda, we attribute that to the shemer sochor, who wasn't willing to do free kindness with his friend, the kibel al atzmoi shmira b'b'china shmira sator v'kanal, and he accepted upon himself that he's going to watch it. So therefore, if any gneva v'aveda comes, we say it's because of his hesach hadas. He wasn't thinking, he wasn't focusing on the item well enough, and he showed that he wasn't the type of person who's willing to do something for free. So therefore, while he was unplugged from the Torah, he was not plugged into that source of chesed chinam. Whereas a Jew who agrees to watch something for his friend for free, a shomer sachar, we said there, that person shows that when it comes to gneva vaveda, which is something that comes from hesach hadas, it's not his fault at all. Because he, even when he wasn't attached to the Torah, he's plugged into that source of chesed chinam, which is the shmirah during hesach hadas.